Welcome back. I'm Jennifer Wing. It's Sound Effect here on 88.5 KNKX, and our show this week is all about stories of pursuit. And for people who feel like they were born in the wrong body, it can be a long and difficult journey to get their outside to match how they feel inside. One piece of this is the person's voice. Transgender people in Seattle have long turned to one woman for help. Sandy Hirsch is a speech pathologist who specializes in working with trans people, and she gets results. When clients come into her office, she has them read this sentence.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act like a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long round arch, with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
Then, after working together for a while, they record the same sentence again to gauge the progress. Producer Warren Langford caught up with Hirsch and a couple of her clients, each in pursuit of her own voice.
When Schiff Adelson began transitioning, this was the moment she knew she needed help.
I was hanging out with a friend of mine, and I was walking her out the door, and I said goodbye. And, you know, I had been perfectly happy and in a good spirits the entire night. Until that moment, I caught the sound of my own voice, and I just broke and burst into tears. There was this disconnect between what I heard coming out of my mouth and what I expected from who I understood myself to be.
When you're thinking about people transitioning genders, generally what comes to mind is the body challenges, how you dress, what your hair looks like, the makeup, and what bathroom you use. But the voice, it's a whole other thing. Even if you look in the mirror and recognize that person as yourself, can you imagine listening to yourself speak and hearing somebody else? That's what Schiff was dealing with. She does customer support for a tech company, and so all day her voice is all she has to present herself. Her voice is the only thing customers will know of her. Even though Schiff uses the she and her pronouns, she came up against an even more unexpected complication. She doesn't consider herself to be male or female. She doesn't fall into a category. For Schiff, her gender is not a stationary thing.
Even after I said, yes, I am absolutely trans, I am starting to transition, there was still a lot of internal resistance because I didn't have that clear, yes, I am clearly feminine, female, let's go 100% all the way.
So like many in Seattle who are transitioning genders, Schiff turned to speech pathologist Sandy Hirsch. Sandy's practice is called Give Voice, and she's one of a handful in the field who specialize in working with the transgender community. As a kid, Sandy's family moved a lot. Belgium, Germany, Switzerland, England, ultimately landing here in the States. She says it was that lack of rootedness that made her relate to the struggles of transitioning genders.
Because I do understand what it feels like to be not quite comfortable in your skin. Adaptable everywhere, but never quite in the center.
Sandy is an actress and a singer, but found it hard to make ends meet. So she took what she learned about using her own voice and began teaching others. She started seeing trans clients in the late 90s, discovered she had a knack for it, word got around, and she found herself with a months-long wait list. In the last few years, that clientele and the vocal issues they want to address have been changing. More and more, her clients are like Schiff, seeking to speak in a way that falls somewhere in between what we think of as masculine or feminine, or maybe out of that spectrum entirely.
There have been so many societal changes and so many changes in the way we really define gender, period. I have had more and more people coming to me, younger and younger and younger, wanting to learn, really, I want to learn how to use my instrument, and I want to learn everything I possibly can about my instrument so I can make some informed choices about how to communicate based on where I am at any given time.
Sandy doesn't just focus on voice, but also how her clients use language and even body language. Schiff showed me how Sandy taught her to use a tuning app to help her find the tone she's comfortable with. She holds the phone in front of her mouth and watches as a needle registers the note she's hitting.
Meet me, Peter. Meet me, Peter, meet me. Meet me, Peter, meet me. Meet me, Peter, meet me.
I went to Sandy's clinic to sit in on a different session with her client, Lena Chappelle. Lena has a blonde bob and glasses, and she sits next to Sandy at a desk with a large microphone perched between them.
So I think we should just see where your voice is today.
Sure, yeah.
And then before we do that, I want to know, how has it been working for you? And, you know,
this session turns out to be more of a checkup.
Would you describe your voice the way you're hearing it as a lower feminine voice? How would you describe it?
I'd say, yeah, a lower feminine voice. And it's one that I've become more comfortable with as I've been getting sort of, you know, both getting better at achieving the voice goals that I want to have, but also kind of becoming more comfortable with the natural range that I have developed.
Sandy listens to how Lena sounds. They record her talking naturally about her last vacation, and then they listen to the tape of her previous session, and this is how it sounds.
In February, I'm actually going to be traveling to Montreal. I'm going to be visiting my girlfriend who lives over there, and
you might notice there's not much difference, and that's a good thing. Lena's at a place where she can sustain it without having to think about it. That's the victory. She can present herself with ease and confidence. And maybe that's the place we're all trying to get, to be ourselves without it being such a big deal. And remember Schiff, who works in customer support? She's getting to that point too. She showed me how she answers the phone at work now.
Thank you for contacting Intermedia Support. My name is Schiff. May I have your name, please? I guess you could consider it a little more gender creative. I am trying to express myself authentically in a way that feels comfortable and natural to me, and that doesn't have to fall into a category like male or female, and that can be okay.
And that's the power of what Sandy does for people. It's much more than training people to speak like a man or a woman. With Sandy, it's about learning to speak like you.
And all of the work that I've done as a speech pathologist, really, if I have to boil it down, has to do with training people to be able to communicate and tell their own story in the most honest way that they can.